This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. I hope you're well today. One of the interesting films that my kids used to watch when they were quite small was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was Roald Dahl's story, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And he had the story of six fortunate children who find a golden ticket giving them privileged access to a chocolate factory, and where they can see and taste as much chocolate as they like and experience the wonders of this newfound world. I wonder how many people today have a chocolate factory view of God. Do you sometimes think that only a few lucky people can actually get to know God in a personal way? Is that really the case? Well, I think that we can understand a little bit more. There's an interesting story that we usually associate at Easter time or on the Palm Sunday event where Jesus entered the Temple of Jerusalem. And you can read that in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 to 17. And he went into the temple and really got quite angry and drove out all the people that were buying and selling in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and knocked the seats over, and it was quite an upsetting time. We might think that Jesus had somehow flipped his lid that day and was displaying some sort of angry outburst. But as we think about it, you know, he's making a very important and clear statement. He's saying, in effect, that in the coming days, the practice of animal sacrifice would be made redundant. And in fact, he was saying that everyone would then be able to get to know God, his Father. It wasn't just for the chosen people who thought they could buy their way into worshipping God. Because at that time, we're talking years ago, in the temple, only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies where the presence of God was. And this high priest, he was the only one that could offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people. And only the Jews could enter the temple. But the death of Jesus on the cross, just a few days after that, absolutely changed the system and allowed all people, no matter what nationality, what race, all people then had direct access to God. And I think that the actions of Jesus on Palm Sunday give us a new order of things that actually came. And I think it's important, and I want to just say this again today, that everyone has access to God. Yes, that includes you, even if you've never really thought about God, or you may have laughed at the whole idea of God. Everyone has the chance to get to know God. It's like being in a chocolate factory and having access to chocolate, if you like, but it's not restricted to anyone. And in Romans chapter 3, Paul said that righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. He said there's no difference, for all have sinned. Everyone sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace. Now, that's probably the best news you'll hear all day. On that day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, we think of Palm Sunday in that event, the crowds called out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were quite excited. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But who did they think Jesus was when they were shouting those words? Because the Jews were expecting the Messiah. In the political climate of the time, the Messiah would defeat the Roman Empire. That's what they were looking for. But Jesus did not fulfill those expectations. He wasn't a political leader at all. And Jesus symbolized, as I said, the end of animal sacrifice by the clearing out of the temple that day. We recognize that he was the Son of God. He didn't come as a king or a warrior king so much. He came to be the ultimate sacrifice. He would die on the cross and save the world from sin. So we can correct or need to correct our picture of Jesus. And it's interesting to think that Jesus and you, that's the most important thing. So have a think about who Jesus is and understand something that we can take Jesus to all the world. Because as I said at the beginning, Jesus is the only way to God. Well, Lord, we thank you for your promise to be with us. We thank you that we have direct access to God, our Father, through Jesus. Thank you for that sacrifice. And we want to claim Jesus for ourselves. And I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.